The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Alistair Haynes, CEO of Aquis Exchange, AQX. His ticker there. Alistair, thanks for joining me.
A great pleasure.
Yeah, and you've just released your interim results for the 6 months ended the 30th of June, of course, this year, and we'll dig into that. Before we do, Alistair, for people not familiar with Aquis Exchange, explain what it's all about, please.
Aquis Exchange is a next-generation stock exchange. We have three divisions. The first division trades the equities, the major equities across all the markets in Europe, the top 2,000. And we differentiate ourselves because we operate a subscription model. That means we charge people by the message traffic that they use rather than by value traded, or as in the United States, the number of shares. The second division, we sell technology. We license technology, cutting edge technology, often in the cloud, where we think we're one of the market leaders, if not the market leader. And the third is that we operate a primary market exchange. We are the primary market, or the only other primary market in the United Kingdom, to the London Stock Exchange, where companies can come, scale-up companies, growth companies can get scale-up capital through the primary market with us.
Excellent stuff. Okay, well, like I said, interim results out for the 6 months. This is ended the 30th of June, so take us through some of the key highlights, if you could, Alex, from a financial and operational perspective.
Well, certainly, we're very pleased with our start to 2022. Our revenues have continued to grow, with net revenue increasing 21% to £8.3 million, despite what I think everybody agrees is very, very difficult market conditions. We're also delighted to report that all three divisions that I've just talked are now profitable for the period. And we are very, very optimistic and confident about the future for all three divisions. We are investing into technology and development and have done so over the last year to drive future growth, but remain profitable and cash generative. So we've delivered an EBITDA of £1.4 million and a profit of £700,000 for the period.
Excellent stuff. And you said that all divisions there are profitable. Take us through some of the performances of the divisions, if you could, Alex.
Well, the Aquis Exchange, this is the subscription-based, the core business, the original core business of the company. We've grown membership on that exchange to 42 customers. We've seen revenues increased by 10% to £5.4 million. And a key development here has been the launch of our dark pool. Some of you will have learned that back in March, we announced that we were buying the business assets of UBS MTF. We've now put that business onto our own technology. We've increased the business from just trading in the UK, now trading all over the across Europe. And market share has now increased from 4.4% at a low, which we had seen decline over the last year, back up to 5.2% for the period. And we are now looking and hopeful that we have actually reached that level and will continue through the dark pool, through the other order types, and through our core business of trading these 2,000 odd equities, and get to our target eventually of around 10% market share.
Yeah, well, you said it's been a difficult market for most companies. So, looking forward, you know, what should investors expect from the group, please, Alistair?
Well, on some of the other divisions, Aquis Technologies, we've actually had seen tremendous progress. We've invested in there. We actually have three contracts signed, one at the end of last year, one during the period, and one just after the period, of which, of course, we take the revenue at the point in time of delivery rather than when we sign the contract. So there's future revenue coming in from Aquis Technologies. We've managed to grow the Aquis Stock Exchange business. We've seen 12 IPOs, despite what you said, in really, really difficult conditions. We brought 12 companies to market this year. We've actually got our Apex stocks now traded electronically on Hargreaves Lansdown, the number one platform for private investors. So we've made already significant progress. But what I do think is that this, you know, the core business growth here is going to be longer term about the diversification we're doing within the company. So having been core around the business in the Aquis Exchange, we're moving and have seen more revenue now starting to come in the future from Aquis Technologies and the Aquis Stock Exchange. I think, you know, when you look at what three basic things we have here that I think make us a very attractive company is the diversification that we've created, making us a very resilient business, and being part of a growth company that is profitable. Therefore, I believe that over the coming years, we can create substantial value for our shareholders.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Well, Alistair, as you know, on the front page of Vox, there are 10 companies most followed, and people have hit those follow buttons to get on that list. So if you could give us three quick reasons right now why someone should do that, add you to their watch list, please.
Well, I think I've mentioned in certain ways, I mean, the diversification and resilience and growth of this business. To have a growth company which is, a profitable business and see the types of growth that we believe are in front of us, I think gives, the potential for investors to make substantial gains within Aquis.
Alistair, good to chat to you, and hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
All the very best. Thank you so much.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.